Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
And good morning and welcome back to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm your host, Shelley Harrison, with another episode of Amplify Your Influence. And this is a lively show featuring speakers, authors, and presenters who are on the cutting edge of top-level success in their speaking business are already there. This show will bring you intriguing people across the country who have successfully amplified their influence on stage, television, and other media platforms. And today we are talking with our leading lady, Kristen McAllister, co-owner and president of Sirius Executives. And I want to welcome Kristen. Kristen, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me, Shelley.
Oh, thank you for being here. And we hope all the moms and you had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday. I want to share with our audience a little bit about you, Kristen, before we get started. So let me kind of share this real quick. So Kristen has spent most of her career helping companies create value and growth. She has spent the past 15 years teaching companies how to leverage leadership and build teams to support growth. She is a speaker and multi-book author on topics including leadership teams, talent management, contingent workforce, and independent executives' careers. And Kristen is a mother, Ironman, and retired Marine wife. So happy Monday, Kristen, and welcome to the show. And thank you for gracing us with your incredible wisdom on today's show.
Well, thank you so much. It's just such a delight to be here, Shelley, and you are so amazing and graceful.
Oh, thank you, Kristen. Well, and I feel the same about you. And I just appreciate that we were connected probably now about almost a year, just and through a mutual friend. And, we're happy to represent you with Luminary Leaders, which is my company. And I'm excited to talk today and just, you know, have our audience get to know who you are and our listeners. And, you know, to get started, Kristen, what motivated you to transition from a corporate role to co-owning and leading Sirius Executives, focusing on executive talent solutions and strategic leadership?
I wish I could say it was intentional, since that's what I speak about quite a bit, is the be purposeful, create your own career business plan, but it wasn't. So I ended up transitioning out through an M&A. It's that typical story. The company was sold. I wasn't looking to relocate outside of California at the time. And so I ended up being an independent, what I didn't realize, I was an independent executive at that time. And I did some consulting, and through doing consulting, I realized this is not what I want to do, because companies don't need me to help them figure out what to do. They need help actually doing it. And that's been where I came across this concept of interim and part-time executives. And that kind of accidental path through a number of twists and turns and ending up being on a large nonprofit board with my current business partner. Yeah. In the back of my mind, I knew that I needed to do something that was going to give me the freedom to move, because this really cute Marine showed up my door one day, knocked on it, and that was it. 2 years later, we were getting married, and the typical military life, you're going to move a lot. So I needed a career that was going to move with me. And that's how I came across the opportunity to purchase Sirius Executives along with my now business partner.
Yeah. And how exciting, you know, to be able to have that kind of freedom. And, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, and I know for myself and a lot of my friends who own their own companies, it's such, you know, here you think the corporate world is, you know, a lot of security and there's so much, you know, that you have at your fingertips being, you know, working for a company, the health benefits and all of that. But really nothing compares to owning your own business. Would you agree?
Oh, compares in so many ways, Shelley. It's exciting and it's exhilarating. I also say you need to have a cast iron stomach.
Oh,
because there
yeah.
are, as you know, it is a roller coaster of ups and downs. But yes, you do have, you really get to guide that ship. And you get the coolest thing about being the owner is you get to decide, where do I want it to end up? Where do I want it to go? You get to have that, be that visionary to say, in my mind, the mission of this company, why I'm starting it, why I'm waking up and doing this every day is because of this. Now I get to inspire others in that direction.
Yeah. It's, you know, having the why is so important, and the compassion and the, you know, just the drive to be able to do, like you said, having an iron, you know, an iron stomach. And that's something that I think a lot of women especially, you know, and because, you know, we're both women and we both own our own companies, and a lot of our listeners, you know, a lot of them own their own companies too. It's just fascinating though to see how women are, we're so different, you know, in terms of how we lead our teams, how we grow our companies, and I love hearing stories of women that have started companies, and, you know, yours is, you know, just a wonderful, you know, kind of story. And I know, you know, being a military wife, you know, let's talk about that a little bit, you know, and thank you for, you know, your husband's service and, you know, for your, my goodness, your, you know, compassion for him and just supporting him throughout his military career. How has that helped you in your business in terms of, you know, we already know that having, you know, having the flexibility and, you know, moving and all of that, but what was it that really made a difference for you having your husband in the military and having it being a part of your business?
I think, well, that's a great question. I lean in a lot to, I'm such an independent individual. I've been independent my whole life. I don't need help. I'll figure it out. And that was probably one of the biggest turning points of moving every 2 to 3 years, having a child. There was a point my husband was deployed to Saudi Arabia there for a year during COVID.
Oh,
there
God.
Was no being independent. I learned the concept of building a village, and you've heard me talk about this a number of times. It's because it's so personal to me, and it's how I've been able to do all this. You built a village inside your company. You built a village in families, you know, born or auxiliary. You build a village in your community, and you lean on them. And when you're able to, then they lean on you, and you're just there for each other.
Yeah, it's a beautiful blend, you know, where people understand and they get us, and they're there to support. Like you said, you know, having a village or a community, or, you know, just having a tribe that really is there for you, kind of like a safety net, I would say. Yeah.
Absolutely, and it's a lot of work that we do with business owners, and I've been in that as we grew the company. I've got it. I can do it until you realize, I can't do this anymore. I need help. I've got to build a team around me, and my team needs to build out a team. That's just a business version of a village.
It truly is. It, you know, and especially, you know, being able to lean on other people that are within your organization. You know, everybody has their, you know, strengths and sometimes weaknesses, you know, so it's really, it's a great dynamic when you have, you know, a team of people to help and support you. And I know you do. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into a commercial break real quick, and then I want to get back into, because I have some more questions that I think are definitely going to be helpful for our audience and our listeners. And let me get into the commercial real quick. So Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be one of the largest private nonprofit universities founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable, higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all our sponsors and partners. And now we're back to Amplify Your Influence on Women Lead Radio with our leading lady, Kristen McAllister, and she's the co-owner and president of Sirius Executive. So, Kristen, you know, we talked about, you know, the kind of how you started your company and all the wonderful things that you've done, and also, you know, the fact that that's kind of how you met your husband when he came knocking on the door. And what I would love for you to do is, could you share a memorable success story where your strategic solutions that you help companies with overcome significant challenges and achieve remarkable growth?
Oh, there's so many. One that really sticks out in my mind, I think, because it partly because female owner, and her CFO came to her, and a lot of dynamics in the marketplace where what they were doing, the economy, a lot of changes were happening. And her CFO came to her and said that we've got 6 months of run rate. We're going to need to close the doors. And I don't know that there is a more heart-wrenching situation than trying to decide what do we do. Livelihoods are dependent on us. And I love that she didn't hesitate. She had absolutely no problem in reaching out. And this is before interim executives really were part of a business model and how to operate more efficiently. She reached out to us and had no ego, brought in someone to help lead the company side by side with her who had an expertise, brought him in as an interim president. And it was in 3 months they were at break even. They were no longer losing money at 3 months. And I love in 4 months they were profitable. They went from we may need to close our doors to strategic conversations of how are we going to grow our company next.
That is just remarkable. I mean, to go from, you know, having to close the doors and the stigma and the, you know, just the pride issues and everything, and then going to, you know, breaking even and then becoming profitable. I mean, that is extraordinary. That really is. That's a great success story, Kristen. And like you said, you have several of those kind of stories with the work that you do. You know, and in your opinion, what are some of the key skills, you know, kind of even looking at the, you know, the success story that you just shared, but what are the key skills and qualities that every effective leader should possess, and especially, you know, in today's dynamic business environment?
Oh, those are great. We've looked at this so often, especially in interim executive leaders in our network. And we've been trying to figure out and test for it and what really makes a leader who can step in and be adaptable and flexible to just about any situation. And we ended up coming up with almost core values of leadership. Any good company has that guiding light of what are our core values that we operate by. We decided to come up with something similar for our network. And we can dwindle it down into the three C's that we use a lot, and that is to be able to step in, especially in this new knowledge era where you've got to be more adaptable than ever. And that's, you've got to be curious, ask questions, and ask questions for the sake of being curious. I want to know. I want to understand. We talk about being coachable. We don't know where. You think about it, Shelly. You've been around for a while. We don't know everything, and we don't know how to handle each situation, which is where I go back to the female CEO who brought in an interim president. That's coachable at its finest, to be able to say, I need help. And be the one to coach and be coached. And the other we use is consistency. And that is when you look at strategies, when you look at visions, when you look at going in and helping a company, in as fast as business is happening, as quickly as change is going on, being consistent through it, and that's either consistent with what we've decided to do, how we're measuring it, how we're approaching it, who we are. So we go back to, we want to be curious, we want to be coachable, and we want to be consistent with it.
Oh, I love those three C's. And, you know, I have to say, with I'm on the leadership team with Connected Women of Influence, and I need to give a big shout out to Michelle Berquist, who is the CEO and co-founder. She brought, you know, a few of us in to participate and be a part of the EOS program, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System, which I just finished the book section. Are you familiar with EOS? Have you heard of EOS?
Yes, I'm looking at the book traction right now. It's an absolutely phenomenal platform.
It definitely is. And these are things like those three C's that you mentioned. To me, that's, you know, those are, you know, key to really building a successful team and, you know, being open to the idea of being coachable. And I think a lot of, you know, a lot of women, I mean, women that I've talked with, some of them think, you know, yes, I do need support and help. And, you know, they may not even realize that they have, you know, business advisors at their fingertips that can help them, and realize that, you know, there is support out there. And I think, you know, your platform of Serious Executives, can you share for our audience a little bit about the platform, just so people clearly understand what Serious Executives does?
Absolutely. So what we do is we help businesses fill temporary or part-time gaps, and we help them build out their leadership team through a range of executive expertise. So we'll get the call when a senior level role is going to be open, or someone just gave notice. It's usually not being left under good circumstances. And they really need some interim expertise to come in, immediately stabilize it, and set the next person up for success. Because the last thing you want to do is leave a role open for any period of time, because then the next person coming in, they've got a hole tends to happen, a vacuum, and they've got to dig out of it. Sometimes there's some challenges. The market shifts, things change, or we want to do some acquisitions of smaller competitors. We've never done that before. Let's bring in some expertise so that we're not drawing from our current team, and we're not asking them to do something that they've never done before and figure it out. Let's bring in people who have done it before and can tell us exactly how to get there. It's kind of like, I let you use the EOS, where do we want to end up? And let's bring in some really smart people who are more experienced in this to help figure out what's the map to get there. Because the hardest part is figuring out where we want to end up. Once we do that, we can bring in expertise to figure out how to get there. Or you look at companies that just, it doesn't make sense, or they can't afford a full-time executive. You see this a lot with CFOs, but once a company hits 3 to 5 million, They really need CFO expertise. They just may only need it 10 hours a month. Then we bring in a fractional CFO.
Yeah, and 10 hours is doable because then, you know, they don't need to be on your payroll, meaning that they're not going to have, you know, the medical, dental, all of those things that are costly for companies. They're actually, you know, just going to be there for a period of time, and they're going to be able to make an impact immediately.
Absolutely. They're working with, rather than having worked with 3 to 5 companies in their career, they're working with 3 to 5 companies a year. They've seen all the different circumstances, and that company gets to really gets to leverage the variety of knowledge and situations that those executives have been in, and they can apply them to that company without, because you really don't need it longer term at that point. And I love when we talk about coachable. I love when working with founders and they say, you know what, I'm not even sure how to read some of these financial statements that that our QuickBooks spits out. And the CFO normally sits down with them and kind of translates it, shows them the story it tells, and then how do you run your business? Let me get the reports to show you what you need to know and help you run your business more easily versus you having to adapt to understanding it from a financial perspective, from a CFO perspective. So the really good ones, they know how to translate it and make it, you know, kind of that coachability. The CFO is coaching themselves. The CFO is coaching the team and saying, no, we need to adapt to the business. The business doesn't adapt to us.
Yeah, that's such a wonderful way of looking at it. And, you know, you're the people that you do have within Sirius. So do you have how do they become, I know that you have 2 different ways for them to be a part of it. So they can either be, you know, in this case where they could be an executive and be, you know, explain the 2 different options and ways people can join your community.
Yeah, I love it. And you're right. It's sometimes there's a very fine line because individuals who are clients yesterday are interim executives in our business once there's an M&A or some type of an exit in our network. So we've got our clients who are boards, their CEOs, their heads of HR who are needing to bring in some executive expertise. On the other side of it, we've got our community, or what we now call kind of our ecosystem of independent executives who we're continually connecting. We've created just a community of resources and meetings and ways for them. I call it connect, share, and learn from each other so that they have kind of created a village. We talk about the village. They've got a village around them. Whether they are sitting in a role full time, they're independent, or they're building their pipeline. So we're able to draw on the best of the best for each situation from that community and match it to the customer based on what does the customer need to accomplish.
That is just when I think of your community, I know that it is just very massive in terms of how you, it's like putting the puzzle pieces together, you know, connecting connecting the CEO with the business and, you know, looking for those unique challenges that need to, you know, really be addressed. You know, in your experience, Kristen, you know, what are the advantages? I mean, we've talked a little bit about this. But the advantages of leveraging interim fractional executives to, you know, handle some of the short-term, you know, talent gaps in organizations.
I think there's being able to get outside perspective, I think, is one of the biggest advantages that you can leverage, especially when you know, if your company is more than 5, 10 years old, there's generally the individuals in it who are leading it have been in there for 5 to 10 years, you're also able to get expertise maybe a little above what you may have needed longer term or what you think you may need. We were talking with someone recently who needs a VP of operations longer term, and we said, why don't we bring in an interim, really a COO, almost a president level, because you've had someone in this role for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Let's bring in someone with far more experience than you may think you need to assess, lay out a roadmap, maybe skill upskill some of your team because they've worked with you for a while. They could really use some training and development. And you're going to not just have someone come in to fill a gap. They're going to leave tools. They're going to leave training and development for the rest of the team. They're going to leave you with some long-term plans and resources on how to do it. It's almost you get to rent a book from the library. You get to read it and return it, and you get this amazing story that stays with you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, kind of pivoting a little bit into, you are an author, and you've written a couple of different books, and you just recently launched your book. Can you share a little bit about that with our audience and listeners?
Thank you. Absolutely. Finding Leadership. And I love, it took forever to come up with the title, Shelley. I will say that probably one of the most challenging things is not writing the book. It was the title. Is there was 15 years of working with hundreds of companies and all the interviews that I did going into it. There's so many stories of individuals that were so open with, here are the challenges that I went through to build my business. Here's some of the mistakes that I made. Here's what I would recommend. I interviewed turnaround CEOs. And I wanted to be able to put it all into a book, and about the only way I could do that was with a fictional story. So it was so fun crafting and taking all these personal experience that I had as a business owner, interviews and clients, and turning it into a story about a female founder CEO who finds her village of other business owners and learns from them and leverages any number of resources along the way. It really opens your eyes as to the possibilities of how you can get there a whole lot faster with a whole lot less grief.
Oh my gosh, that was a smart move. You know, having all of that experience that you've, you know, that you have through the years and making a fictional character. And I think that's, you know, that's one way to really show how it works in an actual, you know, business or company with, and like you said, you know, with the female entrepreneur that is the character in the book. And this book, I know you have it available on Amazon. And how can people reach you, Kristen?
They can reach me at the easiest way, seriousexecutives.com. That's C-E-R-I-U-S, executives.com, and click the contact us.
Oh, very good. Yeah, and I know they can connect with you on LinkedIn, too.
Absolutely.
On that. Yeah. And I know we only have about a minute left, and I wanted to ask a really important question, and I think you'll see why it's important. You know, being that you're balancing professional success with everything that you do, you know, being a mom and Ironman, we didn't get to really get into that very much, but I know you do a lot of Ironman activities and you know, different things that you've done, which are could be challenging. But how do you manage these in your life, and what lessons have you learned along the way?
The biggest lesson has been in the last couple of years of self-care, and I don't think we can talk about it enough. As a mother and business owner, there is no balance. Throw that out the door. I don't know that I will ever feel completely balanced. Something is always juggling up in the air, and I just need to identify which are the rubber balls that can fall and which are the glass ones that I have to catch. the doing something that brings me joy, what brings me joy in my life, and doing more of that and really leaning into that is my way of refueling myself at the end of the day.
That is just wonderful. And, you know, I wish we had more time, Kristen, but that's our show for today. And we hope that our audience gained new ideas and wisdom from our powerful guest, Kristen McAllister. And thank you, Kristen, for being our leading lady today on Women Lead Radio on Amplify Your Influence. And a special thanks to all of our listeners in the U.S. and our international listeners and followers, too. We'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And it's been my absolute pleasure to be your host today. And thank you for listening. And remember to build your influence authentically and compassionately.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.